Chapter 3, The Sons of Aaron. The following were the descendants of Aaron and Moses at the time that the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, his firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priests who were ordained to exercise the priesthood. But when Nadab and Abihu offered profane fire before the Lord in the desert of Sinai, they met death in the presence of the Lord and left no sons. Thereafter, only Eleazar and Ithamar performed the priestly functions under the direction of their father Aaron. Levites in place of the firstborn. Now the Lord said to Moses, "Summon the tribe of Levi and present them to Aaron the priest as his assistants. They shall discharge his obligations and those of the whole community before the meeting tent by serving at the dwelling. They shall have custody of all the furnishings of the meeting tent and discharge the duties of the Israelites in the service of the dwelling. You shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They have been set aside from among the Israelites as dedicated to me. But only Aaron and his descendants shall you appoint to have charge of the priestly functions. Any layman who comes near shall be put to death." The Lord said to Moses, "It is I who have chosen the Levites from the Israelites in place of every firstborn that opens the womb among the Israelites. The Levites, therefore, are mine, because every firstborn is mine. When I slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I made all the firstborn in Israel sacred to me, both of man and of beast. They belong to me. I am the Lord." Census of the Levites. The Lord said to Moses in the desert of Sinai, "Take a census of the Levites by ancestral houses and clans, registering every male of a month or more." Moses, therefore, took their census in accordance with the command the Lord had given him. The sons of Levi were named Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The descendants of Gershon, by clans, were named Libni and Shimei. The descendants of Kohath, by clans, were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The descendants of Merari, by clans, were Mali and Mushi. These were the clans of the Levites by ancestral houses. Duties of the Levitical clans. To Gershon belonged the clan of the Libnites and the clan of the Shimeites. These were the clans of the Gershonites. When all their males of a month or more were registered, they numbered 7,500. The clans of the Gershonites camped behind the dwelling to the west. The prince of their ancestral house was Eliasaph, son of Leal. At the meeting tent, they had charge of whatever pertained to the dwelling, the tent and its covering, the curtain at the entrance of the meeting tent, the hangings of the court, the curtain at the entrance of the court, enclosing both the dwelling and the altar, and the ropes. To Kohath belonged the clans of the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites. These were the clans of the Kohathites. When all their males of a month or more were registered, they numbered 8,300. They had charge of the sanctuary. The clans of the Kohathites camped at the south side of the dwelling. The prince of their ancestral house was Elizaphan, son of Uziel. They had charge of whatever pertained to the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the utensils with which the ministry of the sanctuary was exercised, and the veil. The chief prince of the Levites, however, was Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest. He was supervisor over those who had charge of the sanctuary. To Merari belonged the clans of the Malites and the Mushites. These were the clans of Merari. When all their males of a month or more were registered, they numbered 6,200. The prince of the ancestral house of the clans of Merari was Zuriel, son of Abihail. They camped at the north side of the dwelling. The Merarites were charged with the care of whatever pertained to the boards of the dwelling, its bars, columns, pedestals, and all its fittings, as well as the columns of the surrounding court, with their pedestals, pegs, and ropes. East of the dwelling, that is, in front of the meeting tent, toward the sunrise, were camped Moses and Aaron and the latter's sons. they discharged the obligations of the sanctuary for the Israelites. Any layman who came near was to be put to death. The total number of male Levites, a month old or more, whom Moses had registered by clans in keeping with the Lord's command, was 22,000. Census and ransom of firstborn. The Lord then said to Moses, "Take a census of all the firstborn males of the Israelites, a month old or more, and compute their total number. Then assign the Levites to me, the Lord, in place of all the firstborn of the Israelites, as well as their cattle, in place of all the firstborn among the cattle of the Israelites." So Moses took a census of all the firstborn of the Israelites, as the Lord had commanded him. When all the firstborn males of a month or more were registered, they numbered 22,273. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the Levites in place of all the firstborn of the Israelites, and the Levites' cattle in place of their cattle, that the Levites may belong to me. I am the Lord." As ransom for the 273 firstborn of the Israelites who outnumber the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels for each individual, according to the standard of the sanctuary shekel, 20 gerahs to the shekel. Give this silver to Aaron and his sons as ransom for the extra number. So Moses took the silver as ransom from those who were left, when the rest had been redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the Israelites, he received in silver 1,365 shekels, according to the sanctuary standard. He then gave this ransom silver to Aaron and his sons, as the Lord had commanded him.